Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes, streaming on Hulu.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You can also listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Those are the best ways to stay informed on all the latest show updates. So, pundits love to say elections have consequences. I know I've used that cliche before, and boy, are we experiencing the consequences of the most recent election right now with Joe Biden in the White House. The debacle in Afghanistan, the failing economic recovery, radical progressive agenda that continues to divide our nation. I could go on for, well, you know, the remainder of the show. All from a president who seems to be increasingly incapable of executing the office or for that matter, staying awake during a meeting with an Israeli prime minister. You see the point that we're getting to here. Joining us now to talk about the perilous predicament in which we find ourselves is David Bossie. He is the president of Citizens United and served as deputy campaign manager for the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. David, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me back, John. I really appreciate it.
No, my pleasure, brother. I got to tell you, I've thought about this, and I really wanted to have you back on the show because I've thought about you. I've thought about your relationship. I know you're close to the former president. And frankly, if your former boss, our former president, had a Twitter account, which I think it's asinine that, you know, the leader of the Taliban has a Twitter account, but President Trump doesn't. I guarantee you he'd be trending right now with a meme that said, "Miss me yet." You know what I mean? I mean, oh, my God, do we miss him right now?
Yeah, well, you know, we miss competent leadership. We miss competent America first leadership.
Yeah.
Everything that all the problems that the American people have in their day-to-day life, whether it is going to buy the staples for their kitchen table, whether it's going to fill up their gas tank, whether it is mask mandates, whether it is being a victim or being worried about the violent crime epidemic that has been sweeping the country, the border crisis, and what is the tragedy that is going on there. You know, and I touched on the inflation crisis, and now in the last 2 weeks, this Afghanistan debacle, which cost 13 American men, young men and women their lives, gross negligence and incompetence, and a betrayal of the never leave a man behind mantra of the United States military, all branches. Doesn't matter what branch of service you never leave a man or woman behind enemy lines, ever. And by the way, alive or dead, we don't leave our dead behind. And here you have a president running with his tail between his legs, the biggest and most incompetent betrayal of a country in Afghanistan, and a betrayal of the American people. We went there 20 years ago to protect against another 9/11, and now this president has teed it up on the 20th anniversary of 9/11 to be a safe haven once more. Every one of these things that I'm talking about, every one of these problems, these crises, were created by a decision that Joe Biden has made in the last 7 months. And none of these problems did he inherit. That's a fact.
Oh,
and
no.
It's just unbelievable what we've been watching. You started with elections have consequences. This is what we're talking about when we say things like that.
Yeah, and you know, it really is a tale of two presidents. I think back, I've seen some photos recently on social media. You know, the picture of Donald Trump in the White House with the service dog, and in the picture of him back in 2019 saluting and paying his respects to U.S. soldiers killed in Syria as they returned, versus Biden, you know, checking his watch in the middle of the dignified transfer as the 13 U.S. service members killed in Kabul returned home. And at the same time, I see the photo of the service animal, the service dogs left in Afghanistan. It's such a comparison between these two presidents, all because some people didn't like mean tweets. I mean, it's so pathetic, the comparison between these two presidents.
And part of this that, you know, needs to really be talked about. In the last 7 months, we haven't had an opportunity, but you know, with the border crisis and crime and inflation and now Afghanistan, those arrogant, never Trump Republicans.
Yes.
Those people, and those people that are listening right now understand who they are. If you voted for Joe Biden, I'm sorry, but you're responsible. Because when we say elections have consequences, that's... if you voted for this, if you voted for Joe Biden, if you were one of these arrogant, erudite Republican Mitt Romneys, John McCain's of the world, okay, and you said, you know what, Donald Trump's Twitter feed is too much for me. I can't stand how he does business on Twitter, and I'm voting for Joe Biden. You own this.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So if you voted for Joe Biden, you own this.
You know, that's absolutely right, though. That is a sad thing to say. It's a little harsh reality, but it's a reality that, you're right, they own. And that's, you know, we've talked, again, the consequence question, but I look at also the way the folks who have pushed, you know, they came after Donald Trump so harsh. You look at Donald Trump was impeached over a bogus phone call. Joe Biden's actions have led to the deaths of 13 American soldiers. We now have evidence that Joe Biden was involved in a phone call where he tried to get the president of Afghanistan to lie on his behalf. A recent Rasmussen poll I saw you tweeted out showed that 57% of men, 62% of women think Joe Biden deserves to be impeached. And yet, of course, you know Democrats aren't going to do that. Donald Trump was impeached twice for far less than this, and he doesn't have blood on his hands. The double standards are galling here.
Well, let's just get into that because you're 100% right. Donald Trump was impeached over a phone call with a foreign leader. Here we have, and the readout of that call proves the opposite.
Right.
But the Democrats created a narrative, and they railroaded this thing. And then let's not even talk about the two lieutenant colonels, the juxtaposition of Vindman, okay, who gets a book deal and is held up by the left as a hero, going outside the chain of command, breaking all sorts of military rules. And he's in effect a hero. And then you have this Marine Lieutenant Colonel this week who asks for accountability. Okay, just simply accountability for the chain of command in the Marine Corps that allowed his men and women to get killed, and they fire him.
Right, gets drummed out of the service.
This is a tale of two cities. But let's just talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump for a second. Joe Biden called the then president of Afghanistan, asked him to lie to the American people and the world to change public opinion, number one. And number two is dangled military aid in return for the lie.
Yeah.
You can't get any simpler than that. I believe as a political tool, because go back to the elections issue. The midterm elections are right around the corner. We need to insist and discuss impeachment of and somebody being held accountable for our 13 service members getting killed needlessly in Afghanistan as we ran. Okay, so that in 14 short months, if and when we win back the House of Representatives, a Republican majority, the first thing in January of 2023, could choose to hold an impeachment vote on President Biden, because it's important to make sure that he's held accountable.
I agree. David, I got to ask you this. You were the deputy campaign manager for the Trump 2016 presidential campaign. Yeah, there's a lot of speculation. I don't know if you've talked to your old boss, but is he thinking of running again? Is there a chance? A lot of folks out there probably want him to.
Yeah, I just talked to him last week, and he spent a lot of time with him, actually. And he is he's focused very much on putting himself and this country in a position so that he gets the opportunity to make the right decision. That he wants to focus right now on winning back the House and Senate, which then post midterm election, so 14 months from now, he can make the right decision for himself, his family, and what he considers what's important for the country as to whether or not he does it or not. I personally, as I sit here today, think that President Trump runs again 100%.
Wow. There you go, folks. You heard it from somebody who pretty close to the source in the know. David, I appreciate you. Your Twitter feed is fantastic. I encourage folks to follow you at David_Bossie. It's Bossie. I appreciate you, brother. You came on short notice, and thank you again for joining us. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Hey, my pleasure. Anytime.
Well, there you hear it. Straight from the source, 100% chance. If maybe good news for you, it may not, but there's somebody who was the deputy campaign manager last time around. Pretty good source. Coming up after the bottom of the hour break, Sarah Hart Weir will be with us to discuss her decision to run for Kansas State Treasurer. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls coming up at 7:45. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team?
Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.